live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Peter Casey says pulling out of the presidential race isn't a decision he'll make lightly. With just 11 roadside drug driving tests carried out in Donegal since they were introduced in April 2017, there are calls for greater resources to be pumped into an Garda Síochána. It's claimed that Irish Water is continuing to ignore the core issue when it comes to upgrade works in Donegal. A national slowdown day continues as over 105,000 motorists have already been checked. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferter. But first the news. Peter Casey says he doesn't want to become president if people think he's a racist. The businessman's considering pulling out of the race and won't campaign this weekend. But it's too late for him to officially withdraw and his name will be on the ballot paper for next Friday's election. Peter Casey's been criticised for making controversial comments about travellers, describing them as not an ethnic minority. He's told Galway Bay FM he'll consider his position in the race over the weekend.
I promised my mother that I would stand for the presidency of Ireland, and I know that the very last thing she would want would for me to be elected on a wave of an allegation that I was a racist. That would absolutely be the last thing she would want, and it would be absolutely the last thing that I would want. And if, after I seek, you know, the counsel of my friends and advisors, if it looks as if that is what it is, then I will just make an announcement on Monday.
The British Prime Minister will have to make a judgment call on whether or not to dump the DUP to get a Brexit deal, according to the Taoiseach. Arlene Foster's party has insisted Northern Ireland can't be treated any differently to the rest of the UK in any Brexit deal. The DUP props up Theresa May's government in Westminster. Leo Varadkar was asked if Mrs. May will have to dump the DUP to get a Brexit deal over the line.
I guess that's going to be her judgment call. You know, the internal politics in the United Kingdom is very difficult. She's running a minority government with internal divisions, and you know, even the opposition in the United Kingdom is divided on these issues. So that's a judgment call she's going to have to make. As I pointed out yesterday, we shouldn't forget that this isn't just a case of getting a deal that Westminster can accept. It also has to be accepted by the European Parliament as well.
With just 11 roadside drug driving tests carried out in Donegal since they were introduced in April 2017, there are calls for greater resources to be pumped into an Garda Síochána. The new figures reveal that fewer than 2,000 roadside drug driving tests have been carried out nationally in the 18-month period, compared to nearly 500,000 drink driving breath tests. This falls well short of the target of carrying out 50,000 drug driving tests a year. Conor Fohan from AA Ireland says Gardaí need to commit more to roadside drug testing.
You do have to stick to your commitments, and I think frequently with enforcement here in Ireland, there's a tendency to cry wolf. We make a new law, we declare a new policy, and then, you know, motorists watch it happening for the next couple of years and realise that we didn't mean what we said, it barely exists. And I worry that roadside drug testing would have the same consequence.
Meanwhile, over 105,000 cars have been checked so far today as part of National Slowdown Day. Latest figures have revealed that the number of road deaths in Donegal has doubled, with 8 people having lost their lives on the roads to date this year compared to 4 last year. The operation, which runs until 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, aims to encourage people to reduce their speed. Gardaí have set up extra checkpoints across the country as part of the initiative, with 133 cars already clocked driving over the speed limit. The most notable detection was a motorist caught travelling at 94 kilometres per hour in a 60 kilometre per hour zone in Still Organ in Dublin. Head of Road Policing in Donegal is Inspector Michael Harrison.
National Slowdown Day is designed just to remind people of the importance of driving within the speed limit. Excessive speed or inappropriate speed is a major contributory factor in road traffic collisions. The faster you travel, the longer it's going to take you to stop. So it's for this reason we're asking people today to drive within the speed limit, recognise the speed limit, know what the speed limit is for the town or the road you're driving on. And in doing so, it's going to make our roads safer. Already this year in Donegal, 8 people have died on our roads. That's twice as much as the same period for last year. So we really, really need to pay heed to this operation today.
And indeed, that is a statistic that youth will continually be working to reduce.
Definitely. We are, nationally, our road deaths are only slightly smaller than last year. So we could have an increase. These collisions can happen anywhere at any time, but really and truly, one of the major contributors to fatal road traffic collisions is excessive speed. We will be deploying all our available resources today, and we will be concentrating on speeding. If you do speed today, you will be more likely to be caught.
The gross need on the housing list for the initial municipal district is 630. According to the latest figures, 225 people are on the housing waiting list, while 405 are currently on the transfer list. The figures come amid fears over depopulation across rural parts of the peninsula. Councillor Bernard McGuinness says if certain trends continue, services in rural Inishowen will be seriously affected.
Well, the council sent out last year, put out a call for turnkey developments in 17 towns in the county, three of which were in Inishowen, Carnoona, Buncona and Mulville. Now, I have absolutely no problem with houses being built in either, in any one of those three towns or in all three towns. But the result of that is, in my opinion, is that people don't apply for houses in smaller towns and in the rural areas. And consequently, there's a depopulation of these areas and schools are affected, most, of course, people to be affected.
So what do you predict going forward then into the future in terms of social housing and that waiting list in the Inishowen Municipal District?
Well, we agreed on Monday that we would promote SI houses, which is the specific ancient house that can be built on people's land. The people supply the land and the council will build a house there if it's determined there's a need. Now, I think we should be promoting that. I also believe that in the small towns and villages and in rural areas, we should be building houses, social housing, to support our small schools.
Motorists are continuing to experience delays on the main Kilmacron into Letterkenny Road today due to a stop-and-go system in place. Work at the Blue Banks area of Kilmacrenan is ongoing, however it's emerged that separate resurfacing works at Elistrin is adding to the traffic congestion. Tailbacks stretching over 2 kilometres were reported during rush hour this morning, with concern raised that there could be a similar occurrence this evening as the resurfacing works are due to continue into the night. Local councillor is Michael McBride.
I would be a bit concerned there at the moment for emergency vehicles trying to get through ambulances or a fire brigade if it was needed. With the roadworks at the Blue Banks, it's adding about 15 minutes on to somebody's journey coming to Letterkenny. While we're all delighted to see the progress, and in fairness, the progress has been very good out there, to get through there and then to have another tailback at Dunes of Elliston, I think there's really not a lot of joined up thinking going on there.
Gardaí are investigating the discovery of around €325,000 worth of drugs in Sligo. The cannabis herb was found after a search of a residence in Ballymote yesterday. Drug paraphernalia was also seized over the course of the operation. Gardaí say no arrests have been made and investigations are ongoing. It's claimed that Irish Water is continuing to ignore the core issue when it comes to upgrade works in Donegal. The utility is to begin replacing ageing water mains in the Ballybegley area of Newton Cunningham on Monday. The project is part of Irish Water's €500 million national leakage reduction programme. However, Councillor Jack Murray says while this is outwardly positive, residents in that area will continue to experience regular water outages because the utility has so far failed to address the root of the problem.
Certainly, I'd welcome the investment in Ballybegley, and I think it's a line that needs to be replaced, so that's a positive move. But I'm mindful of the reality that this line is again going to be connected onto the main supply from the Eddie Fullerton Dam, which bursts very, very regularly. So while we may have a state-of-the-art line or brand new line going into Ballybegley, it'll mean very little if the mains burst once again because there'll be no water reaching that line. So I'd be again appealing to Irish Water to recognise the seriousness of the situation and invest in replacing the entire line, the entire mains from throughout South Inishowen. They've been announcing with great fanfare that they're investing €500 million over the next 4 years in reducing bursts and fixing leaks. But the people of South Inishowen are wondering why is it not being spent here when we are so regularly and so significantly affected.
A Donegal County Councillor has hit out at the OPW over a delay in a management plan for greening of Alia. There have been calls for a number of facilities to be established at the historic landmark, while a need for tour guides at the site has also been highlighted in a bid to enhance the overall tourist experience. However, none of these proposals can proceed until a management plan has been drawn up. Local Councillor Paul Canning believes the OPW is reluctant to do so.
I have a feeling that the OPW want to protect the monument, and the less visitors that they get up there, the better for themselves, because they're interested in the monument and not the visitor experience. But we do not have the amenities, we do not have the toilet facilities, we do not have the tour guide. We're falling behind with our services.
The Department of Education has given the go-ahead for works to commence at St Bridget's National School in Carndonagh. Under the additional accommodation scheme, a new mainstream classroom with an ensuite toilet will replace the current prefab, and support has also been secured for two new special education teacher rooms. Chairman of the Board of Management at St Bridget's National School, Councillor Mickey Doherty, says having missed out on funding for a number of years, today's announcement is greatly welcomed.
The school, although it's slightly rural outside Carndonagh, it doesn't qualify under the CLAR funding. So we missed out on a couple of years with regards to CLAR funding. But thank God, the good work of our principal, John Ferry, and the Board of Management, with a lot of support from Minister McHugh, thank God we've qualified and got the announcement today.
Highland Sport, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. With a mega giveaway voucher, there's great discounts and a chance to win a €500 voucher. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's now 14 minutes past five, and time for the latest sport with PJ Lynch.
Thanks, Michaela. We'll start with soccer, and Finn Harps' return to the Premier Division could get a step closer this evening. Ahead of their promotion playoff second leg, Harps are locked at 1-1 with Drogheda United. Harps have home advantage, but will be without experienced midfielder Gareth Harkin, who picked up an injury and had to be replaced early in the second half of the first leg match. There's also concerns over the fitness of Paddy McCourt and Mark Coyle. The playoff winner will go through to the final stage of the series against Limerick, the second bottom side in the Premier Division. The League of Ireland's all-time record goal scorer is Brendan Bradley, and the former Harps star is tipping Harps to return to the Premier Division.
I think they get through, John. Drogheda at home now are with a draw, so I think they won that. And Limerick's no great shakes either. You know, they put a bit of a push on them last two matches against Limerick. I think they'll get promoted, you know. And hopefully they can stay up for a couple of years and get maybe a few strengtheners on.
Tickets will be on sale at Finn Park this evening, with fans being advised to arrive early as large crowds are expected. That game, of course, will be live here on Highland Radio with full live commentary from 7:40 p.m. with Dermot Doherty and Declan Boyle. Derry City's final home game of the season sees them entertain a Cork City side fine-tuning for the FAI Cup final tonight. Dundalk will be presented with the SSE Air Tristy Premier Division trophy tonight when Sligo Rovers visit Oriel Park. Bohemians make the trip to Seaside to face Bray Wanderers. Limerick entertain St Pat's, and at 8, Shamrock Rovers welcome Waterford to Tallaght. Carndonagh's Erin McLaughlin has been called up to the Republic of Ireland's women's under-17 squad for the upcoming UEFA European Championships qualifying round. McLaughlin, who plays for Sea Rovers, impressed in home-based training at the FAI National Training Centre. The women's under-17 squad travelled to Serbia to face the host nation, Wales and Albania in Group 7 in the qualifying round, which begins on Monday, October 22nd. The Irish Premiership, and there's one game down for decision tonight. Institute travel to Newry City. Institute currently sitting 8th in the Premiership table with 3 wins and 6 losses, while Newry are in 10th with 2 wins and 7 losses. Tomorrow there are 5 games down for decision. Leaders Linfield take on Ards. Bottom side Dungannon Swifts take on Ballymena United. Cliftonville host Warren Point Town. Crusaders make the trip to Coleraine. And Glenavon can go top if Linfield lose when they face Glen Torin. There's a full programme of games in the English Premiership tomorrow, with the pick of the games being the early kickoff between Chelsea and Manchester United, which gets underway at 12:30. In Scotland tomorrow, it's third v second when Celtic play Hibernian, while leaders Hearts play Aberdeen. Celtic can go top tomorrow if they win and Hearts lose. Rangers are not in action until Sunday when they face Hamilton. The FAI Under-17 Youth Inter-Pros in Cork this evening, 6:30 p.m. kick-off. It's Ulster taking on Connacht, that game being played in Blarney. This Sunday sees the FAI Intermediate Cup second round. Letterkenny Rovers will take on old rivals Cockhill Celtic, and Bunagee United face Swilly Rovers. And there's one game in the Ulster Senior League this Sunday when Fannad United host Finn Harps Reserves. Six games in the FAI Junior Cup this Sunday, at 1:30 p.m. Ballybuffet United host Lifford Celtic. Capri Rovers take on Rathmullen Celtic. Glengad FC travel to Castle Finn. Greencastle FC host Raphoe Town. Illy Celtic travel to Cadru Rovers. And Glenae United make the trip to Kildrum Tigers. Gaelic Games, and it has been confirmed by CLG Runningall that Stephen Rochford will join Declan Bonner's coaching staff along with Aaron Kyles following the departure of coaching and mentoring personnel Carl Lacey, Anthony McGrath and John McLoam from the senior football backroom team. And you can read the statement in full at our website highlandradio.com. The 2018 Doughnair Maguire Cup will be in the parish of Níomhchonnell or Gweedode come Sunday evening. The rivals will battle in this year's Donegal Senior Championship final at McCool Park Ballybuffet. Gweedode are back in the final after a 12-year absence, and Oran McNeilish knows it's going to take a big performance to win on Sunday.
It's going to take a massive performance. Any performance we've had this year so far is not going to be anywhere near good enough, and we know that. You know, we've in the last two games, you know, we've leaked four or five goals, I think, and a lot of points. So we know that's not going to be good enough, you know, when you come up against a team like Glenties that have quality players all over the pitch and they can all score. And, you know, you have to put up a serious, serious defensive display as well as attacking. Like, and it's hard to do the both at a serious level, and that's what we're looking for, that's what we need, and it's not going to take anything less to win this match.
Owen Wade has been part of all three winning Níomhchonnell sides, and he says that they have to make the most on final day.
When you start playing football, like, there's days like this that you dream of when you're a young fella, and especially in Glenties, you know, we hadn't seen any finals, so I think this is our seventh final since 05, you know, so it wouldn't be nice to be having lost four and won three, like, so you want to kind of stay on the right side of it this year, and especially after losing it last year, you know, you're trying to get back into to win it again.
You just have had big performances this year that was needed to get through certain games against some of the big guns. At what level now do you need to be at in county final day if you are to get that Dr. Maguire Cup heading back to Glenties once again?
Oh, you know, we need to be at the top of our game. Like, Gweedore have won the league there, so they've been the most consistent team right through the year in Donegal, and they're unbeaten in the championship, and they beat us along the way, so we know nothing less than 100% is going to be good enough to win the final, and we'll just be hoping that we can go out and put in a performance that's good enough to win it.
You can hear more on our website in the sports section, that's highlandradio.com, and there's also full live match coverage from the game on Sunday Sport. Tomorrow, plenty of action here in Donegal. The Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Under 21A Championship. Kilcare face Irua Ballyshannon, while St. Michael's make the trip to Neve-Columba. Both those games throw in at 3 p.m. Also at 3 p.m. in the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Under 21 Hurling Championship, it's Buncrana taking on Cairn Dunna. Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Under 21B Championship, St. Eunan's taking on St. Noel's at 3 as well. And the Under 21C Championship, it's Neve Pádraic of Muff taking on Neve Cloncilla. Two games in the All-County League Division 3 tomorrow, Neve Breeds facing Burt and Fannad Gaels hosting Convoy. The GAA Shinty International takes place tomorrow in Inverness, Scotland at 2 p.m. Scotland taking on Ireland. Donegal's Danny Cullen and Tyrone's Damien Casey are both involved there. Also tomorrow, the AIB Ulster GAA Football Junior Club Championship. Red Hughes, who fresh off their Donegal Junior final win over Uris last weekend, take on Con McGee's of Antrim at 2:30. While in Owen Beg, it's Limavady taking on Tyconnacht of Down. Ulster GAA Football Intermediate Club Championship tomorrow as well in Owen Beg. Banagher will take on Belnalec of Fermanagh. Also on Sunday, it's the Donegal Senior B Football Championship final. Níomhchonnell taking on St. Eunan's with throw-in at 2 p.m. Also on Sunday, it's a replay of the Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Junior B Championship final between Pettigo and Red Hughes. Throw-in there is at midday. The Ulster GAA Football Junior Club Championship. Newtown Stewart of Tyrone will take on Emmyvale of Monaghan on Sunday. And also on Sunday, Scotstown of Monaghan take on Derry Gonnelly in the first round of the Ulster GAA Football Senior Club Championship. It's finals weekend in Tyrone, the Tyrone Senior Football Championship final at Healy Park in Oma, 4 p.m. on Sunday. Killy Clahar taking on Cole Island. And preceding that, the intermediate final between Ahar and Tattyrea at 2 p.m. In Derry, Senior Championship Football final as well. Onrua Coleraine will take on Lavi at 3:30 p.m. Boxing, Jason Quigley defended his NABF middleweight title as well as his 15-0 professional record with a unanimous decision victory over Freddie Hernandez at Fantasy Springs, California early on Friday morning. It was about touted to be the Bally Buffet man's toughest to date, and it certainly lived up to that. Quigley controlled the action for the first five rounds, but the veteran Hernandez showed why he has such a fearful reputation when he turned the fight into a slugfest in the middle rounds before the Irishman turned it around again and used his jab to take him to the final bell. Quigley spoke after the fight.
Absolutely, I classed Freddie Hernandez for the first four or five rounds and, you know, got back into a bit of a tear-up. I don't know what the issue is there. Is it the fighting Irish in me or what it is? You know, I just like to get in for a tear-up every now and then, but, you know, I got to get out of that habit.
In golf, due to electrical storms, play has been suspended yet again on day two of the Andalusia Masters at Valderrama. 61st rounds had to be completed this morning, and most second round starts have already been put back to tomorrow morning. Gavin Moynihan was enjoying himself before being called ashore, carding back-to-back birdies to move to level par. Padraig Harrington made the turn today on one over par. Ashley Chesters leads on five under, with Shane Lowry, the nearest Irish challenger, on two under. In rugby, plenty of Rugby Champions Cup action this weekend. Tomorrow at 1 p.m. Munster face Gloucester, while at 5:30 it's Ulster travelling to Racing 92. The European Challenge Cup tomorrow at 3 p.m. Sale host Connacht, and on Sunday in the Champions Cup, Leinster make the trip to Toulouse. In local rugby tomorrow, the Gordon West Cup first round, Strabane are taking on the Civil Service, while Letterkenny are taking on Ofer. Rugby Regional West tomorrow, Ballyshannon face Donegal Town, and City of Derry will take on Strabane. In athletics this weekend, the Autumn Cross Country Festival and Irish Masters team trial for an international meet in Swansea take place this Sunday at the National Sports Campus in Abbottstown in Dublin. In Division 1 basketball, tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Bishopsfield in Derry, LYIT Donegal take on Cobbs Basketball Club of Dublin. And finally, Dunfanaghy Boxing Club are holding a major tournament in the Osnam Centre, Dunfanaghy, at 6 p.m. this Sunday, the 21st of October. The local club are competing against boxers from Donegal and Derry, with four Irish champions competing on the show. That's all your sports news today here on Highland. For your next local sporting news, be sure to tune in tomorrow for Saturday Sport with Chris Ashmore, which gets underway at 2 p.m. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. For weather now, mostly cloudy this evening with patchy rain and drizzle. A few bright spells will occur with lowest temperatures tonight of 7 to 10 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, Peter Casey says he doesn't want to become a president if people think he's a racist. The businessman's considering pulling out of the race and won't campaign this weekend. With just 11 roadside drug driving tests carried out in Donegal since they were introduced in April 2017, there are calls for greater resources to be pumped into an Garda Síochána. The new figures revealed that fewer than 2,000 roadside drug driving tests have been carried out nationally in the 18-month period. It's claimed that Irish Water is continuing to ignore the core issue when it comes to upgrade works in Donegal. The utility is to begin replacing ageing water mains in the Ballybegley area of Newton Cunningham on Monday as part of their €500 million National Leakage Reduction Programme. And the gross need on the housing list for the Neshoah Municipal District is 630. According to latest figures, 225 people are on the housing waiting list, while 405 are currently on the transfer list. The figures come amid fears over depopulation across rural parts of the peninsula. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website at highlandradio.com. Coming up next is Nuacht with Colm Ferter, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shéamhar Mathas a Colm Ferter and Sheldon, the Príomhscéalta. Curtis Sheehy said a scale Jarafa or Hugh Forrest and Gaeliga and Kohler Tras Choran Arable Fragrant and Gaeliga O'Curcon Kin. Gobal Kara Offiga Gaeliga Capi e three canter Kolya Sathuskart Fuscam the Nofiga Gaeliga. Tuck Kolya Vel First and ye Cade Offiga Gaeliga Saku Arrive a Capu de Rare Stratus Changan the Kolya. Tuck Kolya Kahar Gera August Canter and Trahabwine and ye and Darna Offiga Gaeliga a Capu Comaila Ya Offiga Gaeliga Kolya Canter Fermat. Agus na homi agus fagan sin gwael níir san omlan fostihe fwy lahar I gwyg cwolia ar fod yn tŵsgart. Be an tara edihes ŵr Joe McHugh I lahar con plan changa clahanili a chiolo yng ngart a horcha an nocht. Ta fwy ac na gilige ia fyrus a doieg ta ar ga cantar gaeltacht a plan changa a olfu. Clúdóthaí an plán teanga réimse amachtaí ar nós edihis forbairt phobal agus ag námaíochta tarasaracht agus creidimh agus deanfar chur sios ar na spriccanna agus gar agus fadtarma comáil le fís don gaeilge mar hanga phobal don am a tamath roinne sa phlán. Comáil leis an Aras McHugh bé Michal McKee áfige plána le teanga de Clohanili agus ambassador na gaeilge don cantar Kathleen Nicky a láthair OTG Cahar Comai. August Carter Tusless and Oka Chenega Hokta Clog and Austin Loch Alton, Garta Harkia. Togu Ahantus, the Kui Group of Hubble, Egbronu, the Hudge and Comortus, Martus Cantor and Chacton Choi Hearts, Corlia Hosh to Kilcata, Common Ard Magella Niglanti, Honored Hubble and Rai, Kyola Kela Gunanal, August and Factus, Amazing Grace at Halonia among Cranaha, Tashid La Honadiokta Yenu, the Gunanal, Egan Crave Nashinta, Don Comortus, Martus Cantor and Holland Cathra, Corky and Misha Huggin, Togan and Comortus, Martus Cantor, Ahantas, the Groupia Ubrian, Con Pobul, Achul Saku, Afiosu, Ractal Terran Comortus, Fui Comerke, Horlia Honda, Gunanal. August Ben Emilche, Eg Tarinch, Eg Park, the Cool, Balafe, Jadon. Lahai Clahi Canish, Pella Hunanal, Kurhatus, Leshan Clahi Takiokta, Ijernivanan, August Neve Connell, Igadal Clug, August Torhi Forangidor, August Fernaglanti, I Erekele, Egakara Clug, Trinona. Shin Machodsha Eligulier, Slanagus Barracked.
The obituary notice is for this Friday evening, October the 19th. The death has taken place of Pádraig McGuinness Gortinny Carndonagh. His remains are reposing at his brother Gabriel's home at Gortinny Carndonagh. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Sacred Heart Carndonagh for Mass at 11 o'clock, interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Patricia Morrison, née McGarrigle, 187 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. Remains reposing at her home this evening from 6 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Sunday morning at 10:45 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10:30. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, Kev Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The death has taken place in Coventry, England, of Neil Nelson, Coventry and Ballybeg, Carndonagh. Requiem Mass in the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonagh, on Monday morning at 10 o'clock. Interment of ashes will take place afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Kathy McGonigal, née McCluskey, 12 Barn Alt Park, Clody, County Derry. Kathleen is reposing at her late residence until removal to St Patrick's Church, Clody, for Requiem Mass on Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock. Interment will follow in St Patrick and St Paul's Cemetery, Ballymoney, Forglen. The death has taken place of Dennis McLean, Glen Carr, Irish, Long Lane, Letterkenny. Remains are reposing at the residence of his son Peter, Long Lane, Letterkenny. Requiem Mass at St Junan's Cathedral, Letterkenny on Sunday at 12 noon, followed by burial at Leck Cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. until 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Donegal Hospice, Kerv Charlie McLaugherty Funeral Director or any family member. The death has occurred at Reverend Father Seamus Gallagher, Frosses, Parish Priest of Inver, County Donegal, formerly of Main Street, Dunlow. Arriving at St Cronus Church, Chapel Road, Dunlow for 7:30 Mass this evening and reposing afterwards with Rosary at 10 o'clock. Reposing at the Parochial House in Frosses tomorrow evening from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. and on Sunday from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Rosary both nights at 10 o'clock. Requiem Mass on Monday at 12 noon at the Church of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary Frosses, with interment afterwards in St Noel's Cemetery, Ardahi. Family flowers only. Donations in lieu to Sister Mary Dolores, Sweeney Missionaries, Sierra Leone, care of any family member or John McGuigan funeral directors. The death has occurred of Winifred Kelly, Domore, Isle of Doe, Clonmany. Her remains are reposing at her home at Domore, Isle of Doe. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:15, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Unit, Ard Evin Carndonagh Hospital, care of any family member or McFeely's funeral directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. And the death has taken place of Thomas Gerard Judge, known as Jerry, of Drumgumberland Convoy and formerly of Bonaconlin, County Mayo. Remains will repose at his late residence today and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. Funeral leaving there on Sunday morning at 11:30 for 12 noon mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, with burial afterwards in the old cemetery in Convoy. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director, or any family member.